All right, I want you to take just a moment, put down your coffee, close your eyes. Word association. I want you to say the first thing that you think about when I tell you the word. And the word is target.
I didn't hear it.
Target. The word is target.
Shoot.
Market.
I'm thinking about my fry daddy I ordered online from Target.
She ordered something from Target and it hasn't come.
Walmart.
Walmart? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Red.
What'd you say?
Red.
Red. Okay.
Bullseye.
Like a bullseye. All right. Anything else? Okay. You can open your eyes. There are lots of kinds of targets, aren't there? Let's think about the kinds of targets that we shoot at for a moment, okay? Those kinds of targets come in lots of different shapes and sizes. They might be a target like the silhouette of a man that the cop shows always shoot at on their target range. It might be a faux deer, somebody shooting at to practice with their bow hunting. It might be a round target with a bullseye in the middle. Okay? Lots of different kinds of targets, lots of different shapes. One of the things that targets all have in common when we're talking about that kind of target and not the store is they're used for training and they're used for competition, right? Either way, or both. And anytime you have a target that you're using for training or competition, there's always some point on that target that's more valuable than the rest, right? That's the bullseye. Doesn't matter what shape the target is, whether it's a human silhouette or whether it's just a small round circle. There's always a point that you're trying to shoot for, aim for, hit. Why is that? It's not a trick question. It's the focus. You get more benefits. You get more points, right? The same thing is true when we talk about targets in business, when we talk about our target customer, okay? It's really the same thing. The idea is to try to focus our attention on something very small. We could paint a target on the side of a barn, and it'd be easy to hit, wouldn't it? Probably wouldn't get much in the way of points, would we? The same is true when we're talking about our target market. If we have a broad target market, what we get is a bunch of splatter from the edge. If we don't have a bullseye that we're aiming for, that we're shooting for, then we get all the junk around it. We don't get the most benefit. Brian talked last week about target marketing. That was his first step in his process that he recommended to you. Brian took a minute to tell us what his target market was. Anybody remember?
40-year-old guy with kids.
40-year-old guy with kids.
House.
Mortgage. House. Hopefully he's got the house when he's got the mortgage.
Cars.
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 A couple of cars. All right. Is that defined and narrow, or is that broad?
That's pretty
well defined. Could he define it even more? Sure. He could define it lots of ways, couldn't he? What other ways could he define that market? Age, occupation, income.
Clearly income.
Okay. Lots of ways that you can. They're also what we call psychographics, okay? A lot of what we talked about are demographics. They're also psychographics. that talk about personality, okay? One of the things I find, for instance, when I look at my best clients, dadgummit, if a lot of them aren't conservative, white males, above the age of 50, darn, I don't know how that happened. The better you define that target market, the better you can aim for it. Wally defined his target market a few weeks ago. Anybody remember what that was?
He was looking for older folks.
He defined them by age, primarily. Are there other ways he could narrow that target market? Sure. A lot of his target market probably has to do with income as well, or at least wealth. Because if he's looking for older people, maybe they don't have a lot of income, but maybe they got wealth they can call on to pay for his services. Maybe it's even where they live. Okay? There are lots of things that you can use to define your market, but you must define your market. Because it doesn't matter what kind of marketing you're doing, whether that's advertising, whether that's print or online or television or radio or whatever. And it doesn't matter. It applies to standing up here at BNI. Because the more defined you make your referral request, the more defined you tell us who you're looking for, the better we can identify that person in our mind, the better we can find that person for you. Because if you give us a broad target, that's what we'll hit. And you won't get the most benefit out of it. The most benefit comes from narrowly defining that bullseye. So when you stand up next week, think about who really is your best client, your target client. It doesn't mean you don't take others. But who is going to give you the most benefit? Who's going to give you the most money? And that's what you need to shoot for. That's what you need to aim for. And take the rest as gravy.